Hi, this is Katie Hunter from MMA UK, and I'm here with Ashley Grimshaw. Thanks for doing the interview, Ash.
That's all right. Just caught me after dinner.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for spending the time. So you've got a really exciting fight coming up. I've got loads of questions to ask you about it.
Oh, shoot. Go crazy.
So you're fighting Emmanuel Sanchez.
Yes, I am.
In Oklahoma on the 22nd of March.
I am.
So tell me, are you signed to a totally different bit of Bellator than all of the other people who've been signed kind of on the European side?
I'm not on a European contract. I'm on an American contract. I have an American work visa. So that's why I'm headlining the Oklahoma card.
So, yeah, because when you first announced it and I saw it was in Oklahoma, it seemed a bit random. But it kind of makes...
Well, yeah, to be honest, I wasn't supposed to fight in March. I was supposed to fight last year in November.
Okay.
On one of those cards. And then they basically threw my old contract away and said, hey, you can have this fight here on the main event. So I got to renegotiate my contract without even fighting. It's great.
That's amazing.
I'm not complaining.
No. So tell us about Emmanuel Sanchez. I don't know him well, but when I was looking at him, the only thing that stood out for me was that he's got a win over Henry Corrales, who we just saw at the weekend knock out Aaron Pico.
He's tough. I've watched all of his fights. I watch all his fights every day, just to make sure. I mean, you could question if he beat Pitbull in the last fight or not. He could be champion right now. It's an exciting fight. When you get to this level, this is the fights I want. It's awesome. He's a tough guy. A win over him puts me up there, you know, cements my legacy.
Yeah. And did you feel like this kind of platform was coming for you? Because you've kind of fought on all of the top European promotions, and you've fought for Cage Warriors, Phoenix. You were UC MMA champ, right?
Yeah.
At one stage.
Yeah. Cage Gladiators champion.
Yeah, you've fought for everyone. Did you think this day was coming?
That's why I'm still here. I knew it was going to come, but it just took a little bit longer than everyone else. But now, the way I look at it is I'm 34 fights deep. Taking these fights here don't bother me. I'm not going to be influenced by crowd or... I mean, I've been main event in 4 other countries. It's just a normal day for me.
Yeah. Has it been such a big scale? So walking out into an arena like that,
The biggest scale I've done is the Beijing Olympic Stadium, 10,000 people. That was sold out wall to wall. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow. Yeah. That's an experience to tell your grandkids about.
Exactly right.
And I guess that people know you as well from cornering
And you'd see me giving Nathaniel a bunch of instructions whenever he fights, Mike, Nathan Grayson, all of the kids, all of them at Team Titan.
So what excites you more? Do you love the coaching or the fighting, or is it both?
Oh, no. If I'm completely honest, I can't stand coaching.
Really?
I can't stand it. It's good when you get kids like Nathaniel, Mike, some of the other younger guys, Luis Gonzalez. Those guys that come in and they really want to learn.
Yeah.
Other than that, just try and persuade someone to do something and they want to question you, get some of those. I'm like, bro, Google me. Everything I've told you, I've done it all. It annoys me. So no, I definitely prefer fighting.
And you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Is it just jiu-jitsu you teach?
Just
or
jiu-jitsu.
You teach everything?
No, everything. Everything. I mean, I've been working striking for years, wrestling for years. Man, I've trained American Top Team, Team Alpha Male. I've been around.
Yeah. So what was it like training abroad, and how do those two teams compare to each other? One in Florida, one in California?
They're very similar structure. It's just ATT is huge.
Right.
You step on that mat on a Monday morning wrestling class, there's like 70 people and all of them are professional.
Wow.
You've got NCAA champions, it's amazing.
Yeah. And Team Alpha Male, I guess they've always been kind of known for the smaller guys as well.
Yeah,
so
it's a very, very cool experience to be there.
Training with Uriah Faber.
I'm actually at one round with Uriah, which is cool.
Yeah.
No, it was very cool.
I'm jumping around a bit, but another fight I wanted to ask you about was the Tom Dukanoi fight at Bama.
I try not to think about that.
So, yeah, now I feel bad asking you about
that. That's fine. Most people do want to know, so go for it.
So it was like a groin shot in the first 10 seconds
something like that
he caught you with.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he talked a whole load of shit. So what happened? It clearly was horrific, if you couldn't continue.
It split my box in half.
Oh, my God.
And I had instant bruising. I remember when the medic cut my shorts off, he was like, whoa. I was like, oh, what do you mean, whoa? He's like, yeah, you got hit. I was like, you don't say. I puked up in the cage.
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, do you know what? As much shit as he wants to talk, he pulled out because he had a sore rib against Nathaniel. So, to be honest, he lost to Brendan. It's just for some reason, Bama liked him and he got that win. But anyway, you know what? He's doing really well. I've got nothing against him. It is what it is.
Yeah, he kind of talked a fair amount of shit afterwards and said that you didn't want the fight. And
why would I not? I'd spent 5 weeks training for it in another country. Come on now, bro.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what, 4 years ago? 3 years
so
ago?
So will it be satisfying if he is matched with Nathaniel at some stage to see him get...
Nathaniel's beyond that. He's such a step down now. After Nathaniel whoops this dude in London, he's beyond Tom. If he fights Tom, it would just be to beat him. It won't progress his career anymore. That's a step down. No, nothing against Tom, it just is.
Yeah, they obviously were scheduled to fight on the 29th of December, and I think it was talked about that they would fight again, maybe at London, but clearly that's off the cards.
I mean, I know Nathaniel, he wouldn't waste his time. Why would you go against someone who got a sore rib and pulled out? I mean, obviously nobody knew, but before Nathaniel's last fight, he pulled his rib. So do you know what he did? He didn't spar. 3 weeks, just did cardio and pads, just sucked it up and got on with it. Tom could have done that, but, you know, some people are built different.
Yeah, true. And another question I had for you was your nickname, the White Wolf.
Yeah, it's because of the dude from the Avengers.
Did you give it to yourself or did somebody else give it to you?
I had to, but then everyone started calling me it anyway. A guy from my gym, Matthew Finley, he said it first. That's who I look like him. And he sent me some pictures and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna roll with it.
There's definitely worse ones.
Yeah, there could be way worse ones.
And I always ask people for direct messages to ask people questions when I'm giving them interviews. A lot of the ones that I got about you were about your hair. People want to know what products you use.
Do you know what? I actually use Vigorate in my hair. Seriously, works amazingly. I'm not joking. It's like the best shampoo conditioner I've ever used. I was
That's
surprised.
A nice
only
little
plug bit.
There.
Yeah, but it does. It works really well.
Not tested on animals and
nope, just tested on me.
So I think my favourite was when you walked Nathaniel out at Liverpool and the camera got a great shot of you.
I always get caught in those bad moments. It's like people think I do it on purpose. It's just bad timing.
But you don't even braid it for your fights, do you? You just bung it up
put,
in a ponytail.
Put a hairband in it and let's get it. So the braids apparently hurts. So I don't want to do it.
You could get like French plaits. That's what I did for mine.
I don't think it'll look very good on me.
So it never gets in the way. I find with jiu-jitsu, when people go for head control, like they rip out a handful of my hair.
It's only shoulder length, so that's not too bad. I can just tie up in the back and I'm good.
I think I'm going to do an Olga and just, like, get rid of a load of it.
Oh, don't do that.
So has it always been long?
No, I've only had hair for the last maybe 10 years.
Right.
I used to have it all shaved off. Then one day I didn't get it done and it grew and it grew. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to keep it going.
So the shaving, what was that for? Obviously, most people shave their heads when they go bald.
It's my family haircut.
Is it?
Everyone in my family, until my brother and I hit around our 20s, used to have number two all over. That was it.
Save on haircuts.
If you look at some of my earlier fights, that's what it was like.
I'm going to look them up now. Yeah. So What is your prediction for the fight? And I'm also going to ask you a prediction for some of the other Titan fights we've got coming up as well. But for your fight,
it's going to be an out and out war. The guy is, like I said, the guy is extremely talented, great cardio. I consider myself the same level. And it's MMA is like, it's the game of inches. Whoever makes that first mistake or that first slip up is going to get paid for.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great fight.
Who are you having in your corner?
Bola Romeli and Brad Pickett.
That's awesome, because
I would have had Nathaniel, but he's going on holiday after his fight, so
that's selfish.
No, it's not.
And I'm interviewing Dom Woodin tomorrow night.
Oh, awesome.
What do you predict to his fight? Oh, he's obviously fighting at Bellator Newcastle.
He's gonna wipe this guy out. I feel bad for him. This is like a terrible fight for this kid. Dom is one of the most elusive, awkward strikers. And he rarely misses. This guy's going to get hurt, unfortunately. But, you know, it's a fight game.
I was at his last fight at ACB Nottingham against Dean Garnett.
Well, yeah. It was a great fight.
I thought he was going to get the win there. He obviously lost the split decision.
Do you know what? I think that was... If it would have gone either way, you couldn't argue it. It was one of those ones. It just happened to go Dean's way. And even Dom would say, yeah, I lost that one. It's fine.
I just thought he was... the more aggressive, particularly in the final round.
Yeah, but he got taken down a little bit. So, you know, it all evens itself up.
Yeah. And last night I interviewed Tuco. In Florida at the moment. He had a lot of great things to say about you.
I trained George from day one.
He said that you've been in his corner from the beginning. And
I've trained him from day one, everything.
He's a lovely guy. He's obviously fighting at Bellator Dublin.
Yeah, he's going to destroy that dude. I mean, he's out there training at Hard Knocks for the last 3-4 months. He's in great shape. Weight's coming down well. And he's smart. He trains hard. He understands that hard work wins. That's it.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He looks very relaxed as well. He's very chilled. There's
no need to be stressed. It's just a fight. That's why I said to everyone, it's literally just a fight. There's going to be some people watching you training. That's all it is, except you get to throw a little bit harder.
I was just going to say, do you not think some people struggle with the pressure of that step up?
Oh, of course. I remember when I first fought in Wembley against Ronnie Mann the first time. I absolutely shit my pants.
Really?
8,000 people. I'm like my sixth fight. I did not expect that. But it was nice, and then every other fight after then has never touched the atmosphere, or it hasn't bothered me because of that.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. He's very cool under pressure. I don't see us going out the first round, to be honest.
That's it, yeah. That's what he said. And obviously, I've got to ask you about Nathaniel as well.
No, the little shit. Nathaniel is just... He is, you know, they say hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
He's talented and works hard. So he's got the best of both worlds. And he's just, after he wipes this guy out, I can only see a top 10 guy after that. And then he's given 2 more fights, he'd be pushing for that title, sure. His work ethic's second to none. I mean, the kid's a stud.
Yeah. And when you talk to him in real life, you'd never guess that's what he does for a living. He just seems like the furthest thing removed from people's perception of a cage fighter.
He's a little savage.
Well, if you're known for stroking your hair when you're walking out with him, then Brad's definitely known for slapping him around the face.
No. I couldn't do it.
Well, he said that in his last fight, that was the hardest damage he took was from Brad before he got in there.
I remember we're standing up on the side, you know, because Nathaniel's in the cage. I said to Brad, Brad, that hand mark is from you. This is before the fight even started. I was like, how hard did you hit him, bro?
That's not good for the judges if they see that and think that's damage.
I should tone it down a smidgen.
So will this be your first time in Oklahoma?
It will be, yeah.
And how far in advance are you going out there?
I have no idea. I assume Monday, because I believe it's Friday night fights. So I think Monday, fight Friday, come home Saturday, I assume.
Yeah. And you don't look like you cut masses of weight.
I do not. I definitely do not. Those days are well gone. It's about being a smart athlete now. take a nice long fight camp, diet well, cut a couple kilos maximum, 3 at a push. That's like 6 pounds, and that's easy money.
Yeah. So do you eat clean pretty much all the time
what
anyway?
What I did, after I fought on the Chinese show Art of War, they were implementing the 1FC weighing structure. So they're weighing in, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah.
So I was scheduled to, I fought in there at welterweight, so I didn't have to worry about it. So the next fight was going to be at 66. So I hired a nutritionist, and he helped me get my weight down. And basically, I have a certain amount of macros. I keep in those macros daily, and I don't go above a certain weight.
Right.
So if you just do that all year round, it's easy.
And do you prefer that way of dealing with
100%.
Weight? The way 100%. That they implement then?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's easy. It's easy to do. It gives makes you a little, there's no water drainage. It's good.
Yeah. And it seems like the safest way to do it for athletes.
I feel that some of the American wrestlers are still a little bit stuck in the ages with cutting a huge amount of weight. But at the same time, when they get back in the cage, they're huge.
Yeah.
But does that affect you? Yeah, you're a beast for the first 3-4 minutes. And then that water retention goes. And then I don't think it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. Personally. Well, I think that was why Rumble always had a problem with his cardio when he was cutting. When you look at him now, you can't believe that he ever fought welterweight.
The guy's huge, yeah.
And when he fought Dan Hardy, they looked kind of similar at weigh-ins, and then he was 44 pounds heavier by the time they fought the next day.
If you can do it, great. Just not for me.
Yeah.
Definitely not for me.
What did you think of the way TJ Dillashaw looked before the Henry Cejudo fight?
I think he made weight okay. He just got caught.
Yeah.
I think I'm a TJ fan. The kid's a beast. So,
bad loser.
Yeah, so everyone is. That's how you should be. That's how you know he's a competitor. That's my point. I didn't lose that fight. The ref stopped it, and I like that. I like that attitude. It's good.
I thought he looked really kind of.
Oh, he's gonna be going down an extra 5 kg. He's gonna look a little bit drawn in, but he looked good on the fight day.
He did look good on fight day, and apparently he did it like super scientifically, and he's got this like specialist guy. But
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so you definitely think the 1FC way of weighing people each day is a good way to do it?
Yeah, it does. It keeps everyone in check.
Yeah,
I think it's a smart way to do things.
And how do you deal with what you're going to eat when you're in a place you've never been to before and you don't know what kind of food there's going to be out
I bring my own.
Do you?
I bring my own supplements. I bring my own hydration stuff. I don't take any chances. There's no point.
Yeah.
I mean, after you make weight, you just got to keep it clean anyway. It's not hard to eat clean food. I'm going to be in a casino anyway. I'm pretty sure I've got a couple of restaurants.
Yeah.
It won't be too bad.
Cool. Well, that was pretty much everything that I wanted to ask you about. But excellent. I don't know if you've got any sponsors that you want to give a shout out to.
Scramble, obviously, my clothing brand, and Elite MMA Agency, Team Titan, John Durant, Ross Nichols, Jude Samuel, Steve Broughton, David Chu. All my guys, all my little coaches and staff there. All the guys look after me.
Amazing.
Vigorate.
And Vigor 8, of course, Vigor 8.
Yeah.
They get a lot of shout-outs on this show.
They should do.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Ash. We absolutely cannot wait to see you fight. We might have to wait a little while for the fight here. I'm not sure at the moment.
Yeah.
I've
been told it's going to be on Paramount and DAZN, so you can catch it.
Yeah, I'm sure people can find a way if they're...
Of course. Yeah. If they really want to watch it, eh?
Yeah, of course I can't condone that, but I'll be watching. So awesome. Best of luck for the 22nd
Thank
of March.
You.
And yeah, we'll all be rooting for you.
Awesome. See you
Thank
there.
You for your time.
Bye.